Tech News Radio Podcast, number 324, for March 20th, 2007, an interview with SpokenTranslation.com.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters!
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at FriendsInTech.com.
Hello, welcome to Tech News Radio's podcast channel. This is Steve Holden at AztecMedia.net with a podcast we call Tech Rag Tearouts, which takes the torn-out articles that I find of interest while doing my weekly reading and then shares them to other IT professionals through this podcast. Today, though, we're going to depart from that format to bring you an interview. But before we get to that, we should mention that TechNewsRadio.com is sponsored by Scotty Vest, makers of fine technology clothing. Please check out our links at our site at TechNewsRadio.com and in our detailed show notes for more information. I'd also like to pass along that I should find out very soon if I can attend eTech 2007. My goal in attending is to bring listeners interviews and pointers to new things of interest on the emerging technology front. So hopefully I'll know soon, and when I do know, I'll definitely be posting something on the blog at TechNewsRadio.com. Speaking about emerging technology, this is a great lead-in to our topic today. We're going to look at some new converging technology via an interview with Dina Moskowitz at Spoken Translation at www.spokentranslation.com, where they have a new technology product called Converser that makes it possible to offer on a single platform voice recognition, pen interface, and language translation. We start off the interview with the question, tell me a little bit more about the company Spoken Translation.
Well, Spoken Translation is a company that's headquartered in Berkeley, California, and its focus and its mission is developing technologies that enable conversation across language barriers. It's a small company. We have about 12 people, most of whom are engineers and linguists, and we've been developing, in specific, this technology that enables speech-to-speech translation in real time, which enables conversational translation communication as opposed to things like phrase-based or dictionary words that, you know, other potential other types of products would just provide.
So the website's www.spokentranslation.com, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and there's a great demo up there that sort of talks about this key technology that you guys have announced recently called Converser. Is that how you pronounce it? For the healthcare?
That's right. Yeah. Yes,
Converser. Can you talk a little bit about what that does?
Sure. Converser is the primary product line, and we've released our first of the vertical market products called Converser for Healthcare. And what that is the world's first commercially available speech-to-speech translation system for wide-ranging conversations. And you can input your communication by either handwriting, touchscreen, or keyboard, as well as speech. And it will translate your communication, and then it will speak it out loud in the other language. In our case, our first language that we've released it in is Spanish, and vice versa.
The demo really shows, I think, shows this great. What I envisioned was somebody sitting there maybe with like a tablet PC and just being able to sit close to somebody and just and use the tool on the device to have that conversation with somebody that you normally couldn't communicate with.
Exactly. And the thing that's pretty special about it and unique and what our patented secret sauce is the fact that it is genuinely verifiable translation and therefore it's reliable and accurate. And what I mean by verifiable is that when you first enter your communication, our translation engine will translate it, but it will also generate a back translation and show you in real time what the translation was. So you can look at that, and if it didn't translate what you meant, you can actually correct it in real time and put in a new word or select the right meaning for a word so that it will retranslate until it gets your right communication. So one example of that would be a real good one is we do please scan your business card. And when we've entered in please scan your business card, the back translation comes back and says, please scrutinize your business card. Well, that's a perfectly accurate translation, but it's not the meaning that we meant to get across. We meant it to say, you know, please provide us with a digital scan of your business card. And so the fact that our translation system gives you the other definitions of the word scan, you can select the correct definition and it will retranslate it. Then you know that it's actually saying what you meant to the other person.
I thought that was a key feature, and the demo really showed that off, how easy that was, a couple of clicks for somebody who did that. Mm-hmm. But it was very, very easy to be able to say, no, that's not what I want to say, because that they would definitely get the wrong impression about what I was talking about.
Exactly. And, you know, there are so many ambiguities in our conversations that our human brains just automatically are able to disambiguate. But computers can't do that on their own. And so that's exactly like an example of that is one time we entered, how high can you raise your right arm? And on its own, it translated to say, how drunk is your correct arm?
Right.
And so, you know, the word high, where we were meaning for it to be how tall, came out to be drunk. And instead of the word right as in right-sided arm, it came out as the correct meaning for the word right.
Yeah.
So having this ability to verify and then correct is really, it makes the difference between a commercializable translation software and one that's not.
So can you talk a little bit about your initial focus on the healthcare market?
Yes, sure. Well, there's a few things to note, and the reason we went into healthcare at the beginning is we were looking for places where you could really achieve a demonstrable ROI by using this kind of translation software in a setting. And in healthcare institutions, anyone who's receiving federal funding must absorb the cost of all interpreter requirements when patients who are limited English proficiency need a translator. So hospitals are paying millions of dollars a year just to pay for interpreting costs, and a lot of them are not providing enough interpreting facilities because they're looking for ways around it in order to save money. So given that 37 million people are Spanish-speaking in the U.S. today and 19 million people are considered limited English proficiency, it became real apparent that going into healthcare, where more than 51% of the state of California, the studies show that the patients who require translation services are not getting them, we thought that we could really provide an ROI for the healthcare world. And when you look at the cost of translating in a patient communication, right now it costs a minimum of, say, $30 per incident up into a few hundred dollars. And with the use of Converser, while it's not good in every circumstance, can be in the pennies, down to 10 cents up to, $5, $6 if you amortize its usage over, dozens of times.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah, that definitely seems to be a key thing. You know, from my perspective, IT professionals are always trying to look at something from an ROI perspective to be able to help business leaders and business decision makers to deal with the cost of technology plus the cost of labor associated with a specific, service or a market.
Right, that's exactly right. So, yeah, there is the value, there's that monetary quantitative ROI that we can demonstrate, mm-hmm. but then there's also the side in terms of the liability that it creates when you don't have that translation capability available to you. And, in the healthcare industry, there's just been numerous incidents in which people have received or taken the wrong medical care as a result of a language barrier.
Yeah, isn't there also the feature inside this product where it saves off the translation or the whole transcript of the conversation?
That's
so
right.
That also help in being able to go back later and saying what did you actually do or say during this time period?
Absolutely. It does provide that degree of liability protection. And also, we say informed consent, because if you're giving a patient a diagnosis or describing to them how to use a medication, you can verify that they understand that you meant twice a day versus twice a week or twice a month.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really cool. Sort of a compelling,
right,
compelling extra feature there.
Right.
From a technology perspective, you know, this voice recognition, translation, language translation, there's also this transcription capability there. We seem to always be at this sort of breakthrough area where this is going to be the time that this usability issue gets solved. And looking at the demo and looking at the, like, sort of the tablet PC platform versus traditional laptop sort of thing, do you think that's really the key part, you know, where you can take in the voice recognition, the handwriting recognition, and add your sort of secret sauce associated with your translation, and provide a really compelling technology solution that sort of pushes the envelope?
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and that was well said. And, you know, our product works whether or not you use it with the speech dictation. But having it on a tablet PC really enables a broader base of users to be able to use it. I mean, to be able to handwrite in what you're saying or touch type it in is fabulous. And a tablet being, you know, to be able to use that between two people in a very personalized setting is much easier than having to go back and forth on a regular PC. That's clunkier.
Yes. At first, the healthcare market, you know, there seems to make a lot of sense into going after that. What are some of the other natural markets you think this could be used for?
Well, obviously, there's travel and tourism,
mm-hmm,
and immigration. And we're looking at the, ultimately, when we go server-based, having this capability will be really, we believe it'll be a real opportunity in the call center and technical service and support and customer support industries.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of them. And then same thing when we're server-based, being able to have online conversations and webinars and educational programs, that'll be really valuable there as well.
Yeah, so even a technology company could be looking at something like this if they sold a product and wanted to go into another market like Latin America or something.
Absolutely.
They could use this as being able to build their sales force and all that sort of stuff to be able to take those next steps into those areas.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, obviously in public service arenas where, you know, you have people who are coming into, like, the motor vehicle sections or employee development areas where there's language barriers, and having something like this available,
mm-hmm,
is great as well.
One of the things I noted on the website, you talk a little bit about reliability. I think we touched about that at the beginning. Can you talk about why that's such a big feature that you're pushing for, and sort of how do you guys measure that type of reliability? Because I think that's sort of that secret sauce part that we've mentioned that makes this product different than others.
Right. Well, in terms of reliability, there have been studies that show that when you use a live interpreter and they're not a trained live interpreter, that they're just sort of a bilingual person but maybe not trained in medical speak, more than 61% of the incidents that were tracked in one study had some sort of error in them. And so, you know, when you're thinking about it and you have people translating on your behalf, you don't realize that things go on like errors or omissions, or sometimes they may be telling the patient to answer a question or not answer a question, etc. And so to have the ability to really provide verification that the communication is saying what you meant, it takes on a whole new level. And to provide that in our software is fabulous. And then, again, you know, if you're saying to someone, you know, please, or if the Spanish-speaking patient is saying to you, I feel nauseous, and they're saying the word intoxicado,
mm-hmm,
if you translate that word to mean drunk, you're going to treat them completely different than if you took it to mean nauseated. And so there have been incidents like that where exactly that had happened, and the person ended up having a brain aneurysm because of the improper, you know, assumed translation, and that person ended up as a quadriplegic. So, you know, that's a drastic, extreme, you know, demonstration of the lack of, you know, proper translation. But, you know, in healthcare in particular, if you don't say what you mean, huge ramifications come.
Yes. I think that's part of what this product's really trying to help in. Like, I've used other tools before in the past, and that did you really mean this, I think is a really, really key, you know, question to ask mm-hmm. before you actually deliver the message. And so,
sure. And, you know, in professional communications as well, there are online translation tools that are free mm-hmm. and you can run a sentence through and it gives you back a translation. And oftentimes if you take that translation and run it back through the reverse way, you'll realize how off it is and how impossible it is to fix. So in our situation, our technology has really been refined to do what's called controlled back translation, where we ensure that the translation going forward is as accurate as possible and that the back translation comes back in a way that makes sure that you understand the meaning of what you were communicating.
Well, great. Well, this has been really exciting. I did have one more question. There was a question I should have asked that I didn't.
I don't believe so. I guess you might be interested in knowing about how in the future we're going to go beyond mm-hmm. English and Spanish, and we're going to be adding new language pairs. We're excited to do that. And another piece of our technology that we didn't really talk about is the fact that we've also created what are called shortcuts. So they're pre-existing phrases that can translate even quicker through our system because they've already been translated and saved that way. And so that accelerates the ability to use this, you know, to use Converser.
Right. I think that's actually in the demo too, so people can check that out online.
Yeah, right, it definitely is. And the one thing that's not really reflective in the demo is that once you start using it, it becomes so intuitive that it's quite quick. So while you're watching the demo, you know, you're going to see all the different steps that it takes to do it. But once you're actually doing it, it really is a nice, fast tool.
So the website's spokentranslation.com, and you have a demo up there, and there's contact information if people want to get more information or to participate in evaluations and such?
That's right. And, yeah, we are looking for early-stage customers who are interested in giving us feedback as well. And we have resellers set up throughout the country, so if anyone's interested specifically in buying it right away or seeing a live demo, we'd be happy to get someone out to them. And the company also does customized projects based on the core technology, and we'd be happy to talk to people about those as well.
Well, great. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
This has been great. I think the listeners are really going to like it.
I hope so. Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, Dina, for taking that time to talk to us here at TechNewsRadio.com. I really enjoyed doing that interview. I learned a lot. And I think the technology coming out of spoken translation is pretty neat. You can check out their demos or get more information at www.spokentranslation.com. We'll have a link to that in the show notes for sure. I hope you enjoyed that interview and found it interesting. Now a word from our sponsor, Scotty Vest. As you know, I'm a personal owner of the Scotty Vest jacket. I use it a great deal to carry my gadgets around while I'm out and about. The place I really get the most focused benefit out of it is when I'm on travel. Going through airport security is a challenge all by itself, but having the Scotty Vest makes it much easier for me. All my stuff, my wallet, my 3x5 cards, my itinerary, my pin, my MP3 player, my sunglasses, my phone, etc., goes into that jacket, and it gets all scanned all together. And from a peace of mind standpoint, I know where it's all at, and I'm not going to lose or misplace anything. That is a big relief. Another great feature is that you can zipper off the arms from the jacket for a vest look and feel for when the temperature just gets too hot. Like when you're on vacation with your family. On more than one occasion during family outings, I've used a large back pocket to load all the kids' sweaters into, making the Scotty Vest a mini backpack. So as you can tell, I love my jacket and I highly recommend it. Please check out the links in the show notes at technewsradio.com to Scotty Vest and see what kind of cool tech clothing works for you. You can get more information about the links mentioned in this podcast via our detailed show notes posted to www.technewsradio.com. The show notes are also available in all of our MP3 files from Tech News Radio in the MP3 lyrics tag. You can also get more information about subscribing to this podcast via iTunes, Audio, Yahoo, or a traditional podcatching client by examining the links on the right-hand side of technewsradio.com. If you'd like to provide us feedback, you can do so by posting comments to the site or in iTunes. You can also send us direct feedback via email to technewsradio@gmail.com or by calling our listener line at 714-855-1946. Lastly, if you have any tech questions or problems, then I highly recommend checking out the great forums at forums.friendsintech.com. Thanks so much for listening and for supporting the podcast. This has been Steve Holden from technewsradio.com. Have a great day. Tech News Radio Podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 2.5 license by Steve Holden and Aztecmedia.net. All rights reserved 2004 through 2007. Fair use notice. Reference material and media have been placed within this medium for informational, educational, and discussion purposes only, in compliance with fair use, criteria established in Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976. It should also be noted that the opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and are not endorsed by the host's previous, current, or future employers or advertisers. This podcast was created using the following audio tools: Audacity, Peak, Levelator, and SoundSoap. Hardware utilized for this podcast includes Samson and Sony microphones, Marantz recorders, Behringer audio gear, and Mac and Windows computers. Our online publishing services are from TypePad, FeedBurner, and Libsyn. If you need a podcast consultant, then please contact Steve Holden at steve@aztecmedia.net.
Techno music from imthedj.com.
Who's my little podcaster?
Me.
Okie dokie. Anything else you want to say, Podcast World?
Podcast World!
Bye, Podcast World.